Good morning. Let's see. It's 43 degrees, 7:29 a.m. on Thursday, March the 19th, 2015. Yeah, 7:30 a.m. It's an ugly morning this morning. It's very bleh. The weather is, it's overcast, it's dreary, the sun is up, but it's not very light. I don't really want to do it this morning, but I need to just shut up and do it. So here I am. I'm out, I'm walking. So Cape Grace is coming together. It's I made some good progress yesterday. Last night in particular, and at dinner time I had under 1,000 words. But by the time I went to bed I had 3,500. Still not a great day. I mean, 5,000 words is pretty normal, pretty easy. And I'm not really able to do that right at the moment. And I'm not exactly sure why. Part of it is, I'm sure, part of it is the distraction of the internet. Part of it is, oh, my microphone is hanging out in the air here. Part of it is, just not able to turn off the background noise, whether it's the frustration and distraction of auto repair logistics, or the kids, or my wife. It's been very difficult lately. I'm not exactly sure why. I figured yesterday was going to be kind of a bust because I had to do the auto repair thing. And it got even more complicated when it looked like I was going to have to cancel the auto repair and take the kid to her psychiatrist appointment. But then she was too sick to go. She had a fever. It's like 101. Some kind of lung crud. And so I canceled her. I rescheduled her doctor's appointment. It's now 4 weeks away, which is unfortunate, but rescheduled our doctor's appointment and went over and got the car repaired. $500, but it was stuff that's been sort of accumulating, a lot of little things, like the windshield washer, the little squirter thing didn't work. It turns out that the hose was missing. So I'd fill it up with windshield washer fluid and it would just run out the bottom. I don't know what happened to the hose. I don't know where it went. But apparently there was some sort of thing going wrong underneath there. That was missing. And the cruise control wouldn't turn on. That was more of an irritation than anything. It's not like I use cruise control very much anymore, but when I want it, I want it. And having it not work is just one of those irritation things. That was half of the bill right there. I knew it was going to be expensive, but I bit the bullet and had it all taken care of. And it needed a checkup on the brake fluid. It was time for brake flush, so I had that all taken care of all at once. But it was like, so, yeah, okay, so I went over there at 7:30. And dropped the car, and I had to wait for them to do the diagnostics on it to find out what was wrong with it, so they could give me an estimate so that I could go home. I suppose I could have gone home a little bit earlier, And called them back or had them call me with the estimate, but I figured if I was sitting there, they would actually get to it. And as it was, they had to order a part that had to come in the afternoon. So it was late afternoon before I get the car back. But it's back, it's working. Today I'm feeling just kind of I kind of want to go home and go to bed. I think what I'll probably do is go home and fix myself some breakfast and try to write a couple thousand words before 10 o'clock. It's not anything's going to happen at 10 o'clock. It's just, okay, I need to, it's a fake it till you make it kind of thing. It's like, okay, well, I'm going to sit down. I'm going to write some words. Maybe I'll keep the words. Maybe I won't, but I'm going to put the words down. I'm going to pretend it's NaNoWriMo. I got to put the words on the page before I can figure out whether or not they need to stay. So, yeah, this is a sort of a fake it till you make it day. I feel like crap. Let's see what I can do. Anyway, in spite of all of that. Part of it was I got woke up at about 3:30, quarter of four. Noises out in the kitchen, in the living room. And I was like, what do you mean? Today's Thursday. Shouldn't be anybody up at 3:30, 4 o'clock in the morning. And finally got up and went and looked. And didn't see anybody. There wasn't anybody there. Everything seemed to be okay. Now it turns out my daughter had to work this morning. I thought she had to work yesterday morning, but she worked this morning instead. So I, kind of lost track of a day there somewhere. Actually, she usually works every other day, and so if she had, she would have worked Monday, Wednesday, Friday, but instead I think she's going to work Monday, Thursday, Saturday this week. So it was her getting up and moving around, fixing breakfast. It wasn't my imagination. It wasn't some sort of weird dream. I've been having a lot of weird dreams lately. Very distressing kinds of dreams. I'm not even sure what kind of distressing, just that I remember that I wake up and it's like, oh my God. And then I don't remember what the problem was. Then it was something about a job that I don't even have, that I don't even know what it is. And I don't even remember what the problem with it was. Last night was, I don't even know what last night was. I woke up and it was quite distressed over whatever the dream was, and I don't even remember what it was about. I don't even remember anything about it. Spring is definitely in the air here. And it apparently rained last night at some point because everything is wet. There's a little puddle here on top of this junction box. There must be flicker season. The flickers. Get out on the tin chimney caps. Most of the houses around here have little tin chimneys that they're used for venting furnaces. Monk post. Not to be confused with the standpipes for the sewer, but these are actually chimneys for furnace exhaust. We have one in our house. Most of the houses around here use natural gas for heating and hot water. And the flickers, when it's time for mating season in the spring, one of the territorial calls is hammering on a tree, particularly if it's a hollow tree. To the louder it is, the, I don't know if it's territorial or if it's mating or what, some combination of both, I don't know. But yeah, they get up on the chimney on this tin cap and they bang on it. And from a distance, it doesn't sound too bad, but if you're in the house when they're on it, it's pretty loud. It's pretty, I won't say comical, because it's not comical at all, but it's like, oh my God. So you go outside and throw a rock up on the roof and flicker flies away, but it's like, holy crap. It's loud enough to jar your teeth inside, because it comes down through the chimney and rattles the furnace. It feels like it's rattling the whole house. First time we heard it was like, what the hell is that? Because always early in the morning, it's always, you know, just sunrise or a little bit later. Like right now, it's a little past, well past sunrise, actually. But because it's such a gray day, the light levels are still quite low. I almost think it's sprinkling. It's that sort of... Or maybe it's just me. Maybe it's just because I'm going... Some cheese to go with my wine this morning. I don't want to do it. Cheese. This sucks. But we're almost at the final... Well, we're building up for the final confrontation between getting Sarah married off to this Pogue, who will then treat her not very nicely, which will give her the incentive, and give Otto the incentive to move on. Both of them have, and they're going through this Take Off Your Pants book. It's one of the things you do is you have a theme, you have an external goal and internal goal. I think I talked about this before. And they both have as an end state, letting go and moving on. And in Otto's case, it's letting go and moving on with his own life and in Sarah's case, it's leaving the planet to go off and join the crew of the Lois McKendrick. Pulled the tissue out of my pocket and dropped it. So, am I still recording? 7:45. Says I'm still recording. 16 minutes and 5 seconds. Okay, cool. Well, one thing is that getting out walking has made me hungry. I wasn't hungry, I was sort of just sort of nauseated before. It was like, ugh. But now I have a little, ooh, you should feed me now, feeling. I'll go home and have some kind of high protein, low carb breakfast. So I tried a new recipe last night. I tried roasting cauliflower, and it wouldn't roast. I put it on like 275, 300, and it was in there for an hour, and the little florets were starting to burn on the outside tiniest edges, but the stems and stuff were still really hard. It's like, really? Am I supposed to blanch this first? This is a pain in the ass. Why don't I just steam it and call it good? But I grilled a couple steaks. And we had some really still, crisp cauliflower. And green salad for dinner last night. So, low carb, high protein. Lots of roughage. Something to eat this morning. Puddles everywhere. I'm guessing it rained, which would be a really sort of dumb statement to make, because otherwise how could there be puddles everywhere? I'm just trying to figure out how long ago. Sidewalks look a little damp, but they don't look wet. There are puddles that have big damp edges, meaning that the water has evaporated rather quickly, which is not unusual here because generally the humidity is so low that any water on the ground goes and gone. Okay, a little green grass, look at that. Look at that, I'll be darned. I didn't notice it before. It's probably the light. Oh, my lawn is turning green. Holy crap. It was not green. 2 days ago, it was not green. It was still winter gray and nasty. This morning it's green. There, good bra. My lawn must be Irish. My lawn, it must be Irish, I think. I think it might be. Oh, I can't go that way because the door's not open. I'm going to have to go through the back gate. Shades of days gone by. Anyway, here I am. At the back gate this morning. And that point in the day where I say tomorrow is another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.